AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. With Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in the room at the White House, Vice President Kamala Harris made a thinly veiled criticism of her opponent, former President Donald Trump.
There are some in my country who would instead force Ukraine to give up large parts of its sovereign territory.
Harris says calls for Ukraine to cede territory to Russia are dangerous and unacceptable.
These proposals are the same of those of Putin. And let us be clear, they are not proposals for peace. Instead, they are proposals for surrender.
Zelensky is laying out what he calls his victory plan to President Biden. Andrew Hagan at the National Hurricane Center says very dangerous storm surge is expected as Hurricane Helene gets closer to Florida.
Basically, from the Tampa Bay area over around the Big Bend, all the way to Apalachicola.
Helene is a Category 3 storm and could get stronger. FEMA Director Deanne Criswell says beware of the storm surge.
The message is take this seriously. I mean, we look at the cone, and the cone is the wind. But the water is what kills people.
In Taylor County, Florida, where Helene is expected to land, people who do not evacuate are being told to write their name, birthday, and important information on their arm or leg in a permanent marker so they can be identified and family notified. At a House hearing on the attempted assassinations of former President Donald Trump, Butler County, Pennsylvania Emergency Services Director Edward Lenz was asked about communication with the Secret Service on the day of the July assassination attempt.
We didn't receive any direction from the Secret Service as far as how they wanted our sniper teams to deploy or what their actual mission would be.
Trump was wounded and a man attending the rally with his family was killed. On Wall Street, stocks finished higher, the Dow up 260 points. This is AP News. A man in Oklahoma was executed for a shooting death during a robbery.
52-year-old Emmanuel Littlejohn received a 3-drug lethal injection. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt declined to commute his sentence to life in prison without parole. Littlejohn is the third inmate to be put to death this year in Oklahoma and the 14th since the state resumed executions in 2021 after a more than 6-year hiatus. Littlejohn acknowledged his role in the robbery, but denied firing the shot that killed convenience store owner Kenneth Mears. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Alabama is preparing to carry out the nation's second nitrogen gas execution. Alan Miller is scheduled to be executed with nitrogen gas at a South Alabama prison, 2 years after the state unsuccessfully attempted to execute him by lethal injection. Miller was convicted of killing 3 men in back-to-back workplace shootings in 1999. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.